The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's go ahead and get started with this one from Martha Stewart Living. 50 Ways to Be the Change. Now, 50 ways makes it sound really, really long, but this is not too bad here. Plant the seed or the seedling. The Earth Day Network aims to plant 7.8 billion trees, that's one for every person on the planet, by the end of the year. Grab a shovel and do your part, or put anything green in soil. Even just a pot of basil counts and will connect you to nature. Know where you stand. To make real changes, figure out what areas of your life need optimizing. A good carbon footprint calculator will tell you where the biggest bang for your buck is, says climate scientist Catherine Hayhoe. She likes UC Berkeley's Cool Climate Calculator. It's called coolclimate.berkeley.edu. Plug in a few numbers and it'll generate personalized suggestions from small, using rechargeable batteries, to bigger, investing in a tankless water heater. 3. Park your car. Short drives make up 3/4 of our total transportation emissions, says World Wildlife Fund's Jeanette Hemley. When heading out for quick jaunts, try to walk, bike, carpool, or bus it instead. Choose beans over beef. Pound for pound, legumes produce 34 times less greenhouse gas pollution. Not totally there? Try skipping meat Monday to Friday, like Jenny Rosenstretch, who writes the blog Dinner, A Love Story, and is writing a book, The Weekday Vegetarians, due out next year. Her family keeps the rules relaxed. We make exceptions if someone's cooking or if we eat out. She also relies on a new favorite ingredient, crispy chickpeas, store-bought or fried in olive oil and tossed in spices, to make salads heartier, and smoked paprika to give soups and stews a bacon-esque flavor. We go through it like milk in my house now, she says. Shop at farmers markets. Even fruit and vegetables grown in this country travel 1,500 miles on average before they go to your cart. Think of all that gas and refrigeration. Go local, and petition your grocery to stock more homegrown goods, too. I know a lot of the ones around here try to. Buy better seafood. The average American eats about 16 pounds of fish and shellfish a year. Driven by that demand, irresponsible fishing practices are hurting many species populations. Look for the Marine Stewardship Council label, which is a blue seal, at retailers like Kroger, ShopRite, and Whole Foods. It means your salmon or cod was sustainably caught. Toss out less food. The U.S. wastes 150,000 tons of food a day. You get 3 opportunities, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to slash your share of it. Start composting and meal plan. Yes, treat it like a verb. Take inventory of what's in your pantry and refrigerator. Choose recipes that call for what's there and buy only what you need to complete them. No more sad scallions in the crisper. Pack your freezer. It consumes less energy when it's full. Decant leftover soup into a muffin pan and freeze it. Then pop out the individual servings. Just run a knife around the edges. Store them in a resealable bag. Freeze languishing berries on a baking sheet to prevent clumps. Stash them the same way. Remember those reusable bags already. The average American family hauls home 1,500 plastic shopping bags a year. Each one does its job for an average of 12 minutes, but it takes 500 years or longer to break down. Stow tote bags and reusable produce bags in your car and purse. And for stick-to-itiveness, put them back as soon as you've emptied them. Green your money. Break up with your bank if it supports fossil fuel projects. Scan a list of the worst offenders at fossilbanks.org. For the record, a local credit union is usually the most eco place for your money. Fix your 401k and IRA. To see how your plan stacks up and find planet-friendly investments, visit fossilfreefunds.org. Pause before you buy. Ask yourself, do I really need that new whatever? For some perspective, it takes 700 gallons of water to produce 1 cotton t-shirt. Unless it's an essential purchase, take a pass. help the scientists. There's so much to learn and so much ground to cover that researchers are crowdsourcing data, says Earth Day Network Kathleen Rogers. Smartphones make it easy. Her organization has partnered with the Wilson Center and the U.S. Department of State to launch the world's largest citizen science initiative, with the goal of encouraging millions of people to record observations of their air quality, plastic pollution, and other issues, and upload them to help monitor and improve our environment. To learn more, see the Earth Challenge 2020 at earthday.org. Single-use plastics. Phase these things out of your life, by the way. These are the next bunch of them. Picture a garbage truck dumping its contents into the ocean every minute, says Waterkeeper Alliance's Mark Yagi. That's what the 8 million tons of plastic that wind up there each year look like. Pesticides. More than 1 billion pounds are used in the U.S. annually, but you don't need them for a beautiful yard or bountiful tomato yield. They endanger human and wildlife health. Phase out unsustainably sourced palm oil. Close to 30 soccer fields worth of forest gets destroyed every minute to manufacture this ubiquitous oil, found in everything from ice cream to detergent. Seek out the Round Table on Sustainable Palm Oil label with the bright green frond. Phase out virgin pulp paper goods. Instead, go for TP and paper towels made from recycled materials, which generate 3 times less carbon per NRDC. Better yet, it's not all scratchy anymore. Phase out toxic cleaning products. Double whammy alert, they put your health at risk when you use them and threaten aquatic life at the other end of the drain. Look for the green and blue in my Environmental Protection Agency Safer Choice label to steer clear of noxious chemicals. To search by brand, go to epa.gov/safer choice. Program your home to save energy and money 24/7. Set and forget the next several things. Your thermostat is one. Tune it to 72 degrees when you're home in warmer months or more, 78 when you're away, and make that 68 and 60 in winter. You can cut your energy bill by up to 15% a year. Program your washer and dryer. The default cycle should be cold water, which uses 90% less energy than hot, and high spin. Today's detergents and machines will still get your clothes clean. Doing 5 cold loads a week for a year will save roughly the energy equivalent of driving a car 1,800 miles. The high spin extracts more water from clothes, cutting down on drying time. Program your fridge and freezer. Keep the former at between 35 and 38 degrees and the latter at 0. Your computer, put it to sleep after 10 to 15 minutes of inactivity. This mode takes very little power, so it's almost as good as shutting it off from an energy perspective. And faucets. Screw aerator attachments onto older ones. They're less than $20 for a 6-pack. The water pressure won't change noticeably, but you'll cut your water total by 32%. A solid amount, since just washing your hands 3 times a day and brushing your teeth twice a day uses about 5 gallons. Cut the cord. Cable boxes emit almost 14 million metric tons of CO2 a year, the same as burning over 15 billion pounds of coal. And mostly when you're not watching or recording. If you rarely watch live TV, stream via a low-power Roku or Apple TV instead. Buy renewable energy. This one's easy. Some companies give you the choice to pay a little extra for power generated by sustainable sources. This is called a renewable energy credit, or REC. If your utility doesn't offer RECs, buy them from an outside supplier and support one of these projects elsewhere. To find a certified program, go to green-e.org. Stop leaks. Prevent water, energy, and cash from slipping away. Dollar bill test. Close one in the fridge door. If you can easily pull it out, replace the gasket. That's a simple DIY. If your model's more than 10 years old, consider upgrading to an Energy Star certified appliance and recycling your old one. Incense check. Hold a lit stick in front of a window. If it wavers, beware. Drafty windows and doors account for up to a third of a home's heat loss. Caulking can fill gaps. If yours are more than a few decades old, you may need new ones. And a water quiz. Does your sink drip? Fix the washer, seal, or O-ring. Stat. It could be leaking enough water over a year to fill a swimming pool. Does your toilet make a post-flush trickling sound? If you have to jiggle the handle to stop it, you could be losing 200 gallons a day. Put a drop of food coloring in the tank and check back in 10 minutes. If the water shows any tint, replace the flapper or fill mechanism. Invite birds, bees, and butterflies into your yard. Pollinators will flock to it when you grow the native plants they love. So put in some milkweed and watch the monarchs alight. Nearly 90% of all flowering species and more than 3/4 of the world's food crops rely on these pollen couriers, and your garden will look and feel downright utopian. Find the right blooms for your yard at xerces.org, and that's xerces.org. Uproot invasives. English ivy, giant hogweed, garlic, mustard, and their ilk are taking over. According to the U.S. Forest Service, nearly half of plant species are listed as threatened or endangered, are thought to be at risk mostly because invasives are bogarting their resources. Team up with a local branch of the National Garden Clubs or a native plant society to help clear them out. Consult with nurseries to ensure they aren't selling these invaders too. And that was 30 of the 50 ways to be the change, and I will do the other 20 next time. Meanwhile, we'll move on here to this one by Woman's Day. For your health, de-stress with art. Feeling overwhelmed? You might want to bust out that pack of colored pencils stuck away in a drawer. A new study found that after caregivers took part in a free-flowing color session or guided art therapy workshop with access to a variety of art supplies, they reported feeling better, more confident, and less stressed and anxious. When we create, we're using our senses and engaging in a form of problem-solving, says study author Girja Kamel, Ph.D., associate professor at Drexel University and president-elect of the American Art Therapy Association. This gives us a sense of accomplishment, she adds, and lets us express emotions we can't put into words. In fact, researchers see so much potential in art therapy, they're even investigating virtual reality software that allows people with cognitive, sensory, or motor disabilities to draw, paint, or sculpt virtual masterpieces. Other health headlines here. Braces for grown-ups. What you need to know, as long as your teeth, gums, and bones are healthy, your age doesn't matter when it comes to orthodontic treatment. Just keep these pointers in mind. 1. It's not just about looks. Teeth that don't line up properly can wear down or not touch at all. A healthy, functional bite makes it easier to chew, brush, and floss. An improved smile is a bonus. 2. Treatment options vary. In addition to the now popular removable clear aligners, braces can be stainless steel or ceramic brackets on the fronts of teeth or stainless steel ones on the back of teeth. 3. It's a time commitment. The time for which braces are needed varies but can be longer for adults whose bones are more set in place. You'll need regular orthodontist visits to evaluate your progress. And 4. Seeing an orthodontist is worth it. Wearing at-home aligners without seeing an orthodontist ups the risk of tooth or bone loss if your tissues are not healthy, and it may damage your bite. So don't try a DIY. Straight talk with Dr. Oz. Question, I read that hair dye can increase my breast cancer risk. Is that true? Per Dr. Oz, a recent NIH study found that women who used permanent hair dye regularly in the previous year were 9% more likely to develop breast cancer, and those who used chemical straighteners were 18% more likely to develop it than women who didn't. Black women who used permanent hair dye had the highest risk. Does that mean I need to stop covering my grays? Per Dr. Oz, not necessarily. Any chemical you touch can affect your body, so it's good to think about reducing overall exposure. However, the absolute risk the study showed was generally small, and the women had sisters with breast cancer, so their risk was higher to begin with. Maintaining a healthy weight, exercising regularly, and avoiding alcohol in particular will also lower breast cancer risk. And the last headline, are carbs keeping you awake? The pasta or pizza you ate for dinner may prevent you from getting a good night's rest. A recent study found that women who ate a lot of added sugars and refined carbs had a greater risk of developing insomnia. Refined sugar can spike your blood sugar, causing an insulin response to lower it. If blood sugar gets too low, the body releases stress hormones, which can interfere with sleep. A good evening meal for shut-eye? A bean-based vegetarian chili. Beans have a low glycemic index and are high in fiber, says Karen Ansel, RDN, a contributing editor for Woman's Day. From Real Simple, these are some things to clean this spring. No elbow grease required. All right, my interest is piqued. First, your conversations. One way we can clean up our conversations, especially with kids, is by talking about people as individuals rather than part of a group. You might think telling your doctor that girls like math is good because you're countering a nefarious stereotype. But in fact, when you talk about girls as a category, you set up a structure that allows other stereotypes to seep in. Get in the habit of talking about individual strengths. Describe one woman as great as math, great at math, another as great at something else. 2, your schedule. Look for commitments in your schedule that fill you with dread. Those things you've been doing the same way for years, like a weekly staff meeting, and create new, less time-consuming ways to handle them. Try walking and talking meetings. Instead of sitting face-to-face, you can circle the block, which sets a natural time limit. You'll also be moving and in the sun, and discussing hard things can seem easier. It works with kids and family, too. Revamping how we fulfill our responsibilities can make them less onerous, and it carves out more time to do things we want to do. 3, your wallet. Keep it simple. I carry a debit card for an account that holds my allowance for discretionary spending. Yes, I give myself an allowance. A credit card for household expenses. A business credit card, and my license. The best way to avoid debt is to take out all other credit cards. Leave hard-to-replace things like your Social Security card at home. I store rewards cards in my iPhone wallet and send photos of business receipts to my email. 4, your wellness routine. Whatever you're doing, ask how it affects your body, mind in terms of mental health and interest level, and heart in terms of passion. If it doesn't serve at least 2 of these elements, let it go. I live where the London Marathon begins, and every year I'd get running fever. All I'd talk about with my peers was times, routes, and how great running was. But I realized running was causing shin splints and backaches, and my heart would sink when it was time to go. Yoga, on the other hand, always energizes me, supports my mental health, and gives me joy. So I hung up my sneakers. Every mind, body, and heart is different. Only you can decide what to make space for. And last, your relationship. Is there something that bothers you, but that you stay quiet about to avoid making waves? That's a silent agreement. Maybe you always go camping because your partner loves it. Now is the time to bring up what you want. It might be uncomfortable, but you and your partner will get closer once you acknowledge it. Don't begin in frustration. You never do what I want to do. Instead, focus on your experience. Camping isn't as fun for me as it is for you. I'd love to try an adventure vacation. Most of us have partners who want us to be happy. Working out silent agreements helps you get to know each other better and makes life more joyful for both of you. From Real Simple, Big Batch Make Ahead Oatmeal Bar, Oatmeal Peanut Butter Bars. These filling delights come together easily and keep for days. Enjoy them for breakfast or an afternoon snack. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 3 hours and 20 minutes, and it makes 32 bars. We need 2 cups peanut butter, almond butter, or cashew butter, preferably natural. 1 cup or 2 sticks unsalted butter, 1 cup honey or pure maple syrup, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 4 cups uncooked old-fashioned rolled oats, 1 cup cocktail peanuts or chopped toasted almonds, optional, and 1 cup dried cherries, raisins, or chopped dates, optional. Line a 13-by-9-inch baking dish with parchment paper. Cook peanut butter, butter, honey, and salt in a large pot over medium, whisking occasionally until butter melts and mixture is smooth 5 to 6 minutes. Remove from heat and fold in oats. Fold in peanuts and cherries if using. Press mixture evenly into prepared dish. Chill until firm about 3 hours. Remove from dish and cut into 32 bars. Refrigerate in an airtight container for up to a week. From Good Housekeeping, some easy weeknight dinners. First, pork with roasted asparagus and apricot relish. Prep time is 20 minutes, total time 25. Heat oven to 450. Place 1/4 cup dried apricots and 1/2 cup white wine vinegar in a small saucepan. Boil 2 minutes, then remove from heat and let stand 10. Strain into a measuring cup. Reserve the apricots. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in large skillet on medium. Cut 1 1-1/4-pound pork tenderloin into 4 pieces. Season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper and cook, turning occasionally, until golden brown and cook to 145 degrees, 10 to 14 minutes. Transfer to a cutting board. Let rest 5 minutes before slicing. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss 1 pound asparagus and 2 thin leeks, the white and light green parts only, sliced 1/4 inch thick. With 1 tablespoon of oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast until tender, 12 to 15 minutes. Finely chop the apricots. In a small bowl, mix together 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard and 1 tablespoon each oil and apricot vinegar. Stir in the apricots and 1 scallion finely chopped. Serve over pork and vegetables. And that serves 4. Here's a 1-pan option. Roasted garlicky shrimp. 10 minutes is your prep time. Total time 20. Heat oven to 425. In 1.5 to 2-quart baking dish, combine 1.5 pounds large peeled and deveined shrimp, 1 12-ounce jar roasted red peppers, which have been drained and cut into 1-inch pieces, 4 scallions sliced, 2 cloves garlic pressed, 2 tablespoons dry white wine, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Drizzle with 2 tablespoons olive oil and sprinkle with 4 ounces feta cheese crumbled. Bake until shrimp are opaque throughout, 12 to 15 minutes. Spoon into pitas along with baby spinach. Serve over rice or couscous or toss with your favorite salad greens. This serves 4. So there's lots of serving options. You can do a little pita sandwiches, over a salad, all kinds of deals here. Here's Korean steak salad with sugar snaps and peanuts. Prep time 20 minutes, total time 25. Heat or grill. Heat grill or grill pan, there we go, on medium high. In a small bowl, whisk together 1/4 cup rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons each olive oil and gochujang, 1 tablespoon low-sodium soy sauce, and a pinch of sugar. Transfer 2 tablespoons dressing to a large bowl, set aside. Season 1 pound flank steak with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and grill to desired doneness, 4 to 5 minutes per side for medium rare, basting with dressing during the last 3 minutes of grilling. In a large bowl with the dressing, toss 8 ounces snap peas, 1/2 of a seedless cucumber, 6 radishes, and 2 scallions, all thinly sliced, of course, then 1 head of butter lettuce or bib lettuce, which has been torn. Fold in beef and any remaining dressing, and sprinkle with crushed peanuts if desired. And that serves four. Here's a comfort food, jerk chicken with cucumber mango salad. 10-minute prep time, total is 30. In a large bowl, toss half of a small red onion, thinly sliced, with 2 tablespoons lime juice and a pinch each salt and pepper. Then toss with 1 mango and 1 small seedless cucumber, both thinly sliced. Let sit, tossing occasionally, at least 10 minutes. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, combine 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 tablespoon salt-free jerk seasoning, and 1/4 teaspoon salt, then rub all over 8 thin-cut, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, or about 1.5 pounds. Cook on the grill or a grill pan on medium until just cooked through, 2 to 4 minutes per side. Fold 1/4 cup of cilantro, roughly chopped, into the cucumber salad and serve with the chicken and lime wedges if desired. And that serves 4. And last, gluten-free option here, zucchini stuffed with ricotta and goat cheese. Prep time 20, total time 30. It also serves 4. Place a small rimmed baking sheet in the oven. Heat oven to 475. Have 4 small zucchini lengthwise. Using a spoon, hollow out the halves. Reserve the insides for later. Brush cut sides with 1 teaspoon olive oil and place on heated baking sheet, cut sides down. Roast 10 minutes, then heat the oven to broiling. Meanwhile, mix together 1 cup ricotta, 1/4 cup of goat cheese, 2 tablespoons parmesan, 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Fold in 1/2 cup of peas, which have been thawed if they're frozen, 1 scallion, finely chopped, and 2 tablespoons mint, chopped. Divide among zucchini shells, sprinkle with 2 tablespoons parmesan, and broil until beginning to brown, 3 to 5 minutes. You can serve these with a green salad, couscous, or quinoa. Let's see, from Woman's Day, the best time to ask for a favor. If you want a positive response from a boss or a friend, ask when the person is alert and in a good mood, and avoid times he or she may be hungry or fatigued, like right before lunch or at the end of the day. Generally, people's moods are better in the late afternoon. Around 3:30 may be the sweet spot, as long as it's not too close to when they leave work. Mid-morning to late morning is another time people are typically alert and sharp. In a study from Israel, examining more than 1,000 parole hearings, researchers found that favorable rulings decreased gradually from about 65% to nearly zero just before judges took breaks to rest and eat. When proceedings resumed, positive outcomes jumped back to 65% again before dropping off again. Avoid the beginning of the workday when people are trying to get through their inboxes, as well as right before lunch. There's our cue. We've run out of time for today's episode. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. It's readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long till next time. If you have comments or questions, call us 919-832-5138.